Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey, rap. Do an impromptu freestyle rap.
Is there anything worse?
Have you ever been to like a fest or something where it's like, okay, you're on the following shows, and one of them is like, it's a freestyle rap concert where you have to like, you got to do a thing.
They tried to put me on that in Memphis, and I bailed. I go, guys, I'm not available that time.
So weird. That's the 1 hour I have booked.
I came to Memphis
for this festival, but I can't do that hour.
I have an appointment at House of Ribs or whatever.
I'm
going
to the Reptile Museum. I heard it's great. Hilarious. Yeah. And weirdly enough, the people that I've spoken to who commit to those things are always like, I fucking loved it. I crushed. I had to do one time that was like it was like one of those comedy shows where they give you a word. And you have to like work your magic with it.
Improv show.
Yeah. Improv, if you will. And it went great. It was incredible. It was like one of the best fucking festival memories of my life. So the point is, try more things.
They used to do set list at Nerdmelt, and then they would start having a set list open mic, which was very weird because it would be like two people who knew what was happening, and then four to five normal, like, just valley drifters that just go from open mic to open mic, just insane. Sure. And then they would show up and they'd be like, I can't do my material about how my wife tried to kill me. And you'd be like, no. you have to talk about Chewbacca. And they'd be like, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
It'd go really poorly.
I did it one time. I ate shit on the open mic.
On the set list.
On the set list open mic? What was your word?
I think it was a phrase, and it was nothing would be better. Oh, and I just fucking.
That's so blank. Non-distinct.
I tried to meditate on like the fucking like the notions of nothingness, and I was like, this isn't comedy.
Shit that makes you act like Bill Hicks. It's the worst.
Oh boy, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between, welcome to Fight Island, the podcast about fictional fights in the very real island where they take place. My name is Jordan Dahl.
I'm Sam Wiles.
And joining us today, the hilarious Neil Ghosh.
Whoa,
is with us.
Hey, what's up,
what's
guys?
Up? Welcome to the island. Despite what we've been talking about this whole time, we're not fighting any of those things.
we're fighting the mask mandate.
We're not. We're in the comment section on the Flappers Instagram.
It would be funny if we streamed this with masks on and then posted it just to try to get like people to lose their minds. That'd be
what an incredible troll. We would get the 50k ratio.
Oh my
sure.
God, dude. Yeah. All the communist store trolls. We'd get them on our side.
Antifa night.
Flappers is the only club that's still about freedom.
so come pay $10 to watch a headliner that won't use their last name.
You want to wear
your headliner Tyler F. Like, what the fuck?
Your headliner Barry Open Carry Gibbons. Open Carry Gibbons.
Fucking Open Carry
Gary. Oh my God. I've straight up seen flyers for like libertarian shows. It's incredible.
Wild. Buck wild. Oh, cool. That God. Sounds unsafe.
Patriots of comedy somewhere in like Van Nuys. It's incredible. Yeah.
Anyway, we're not fighting any of that shit. No. We're going to be fighting people with three names. You know them. You've seen them around. Sometimes it's just an initial. Paul F. Tompkins looking at you. Yeah. Sometimes it's... I don't know. We'll dig into it, but that's what we're fighting today. For any Neil heads just joining us, this is the way that the pod goes down. It's a big game of who would win in a fight between. So we're just doing, we're doing a lightweight, a middleweight, and a heavyweight. It's video game rules. So old people can fight gay people. Men can fight women. Dogs can fight babies. Whatever needs to happen for justice to come to the island today. We'll talk about all of the rounds, we'll talk strengths and weaknesses, and then at the end of the round we'll each be asked to decide who we think wins the bout. And I think that's about it. So first up, lightweight people with three names. What's just a I think it might be the initial. Like if you don't have a full middle name, mm-hmm. and it's just the initial, I think you might be a lightweight three name haver.
Okay. Who are some other middle initials? Paul, you said the one, which is Paul F. Tompkins.
Paul F. Tompkins. I hate to put him on blast.
How do you think, yeah. how do you think he'd heart. Stand up in a fight?
I think
he's very dandy.
Resplendent. That's how I think he would be.
He would be dressed so well.
To the nines.
My God. Those are the fanciest fingerless gloves I've ever seen.
and those are the guys you got to watch out for.
Oh, yeah. He throws his boiler hat.
Disc. Oh, it comes back? Hits you on the backstroke?
Exactly.
Truly.
Exactly.
You're Vegas. You're Paul F. Tompkins. The fancy lads.
This is the second podcast in a row we've brought up Vega from Street Fighter. Because there was something menacing about his fanciness.
He was
wearing like a purple ascot, and he also had a Jason mask, and we were like, that's somehow the scariest combo.
It was weird that it's like you're gonna come in so fancy. You gotta have a kind of confidence to wear your best fighting pants, right. and like a ceramic mm-hmm. mask.
Yeah, I love like the balance between conspicuous and inconspicuous.
Yeah.
I want you to see me, but don't look at me. Don't look at my eyes.
It's a fine line.
It's like a little like a sort of a Prince vibe. Like he's a recluse, but he's like the fanciest recluse of all time.
Absolutely.
Vega's the Prince of Fighting.
Vegas for sure, like would be like retired to like a recording studio working on some kind of new age music. All fucking Steven Seagal style. Did you know that he became
a musician?
A new age music guy?
What?
Yes, yeah. There is a Steven Seagal album.
You're
called Songs from the Crystal Cavern. Guys, I wish I was kidding.
The Crystal Meth Cavern. Yeah.
That's the alternate cover. Is him Holy as a cow. Sheriff.
He's put on the pounds. It might be the Crystal Light Cavern. my man should drink some more regular water. That would be good.
Oh my God. What is it like folk acoustic?
It is. It's like instrumental classical guitar. Okay. So I don't want to derail too much, but the image itself is worth a Google. Steven Seagal. Songs, Crystal. I'm just gonna put that in. Oh, here it is. Yeah, he's definitely playing guitar because on the front he's like peeking coyly from behind the guitar as though to say, come with me into the Crystal Cavern.
Oh my God.
I'll drop a link in the chat here. You guys can take a look.
We'll post it with the episode.
Just have it running image. Underneath this entire episode, the album.
Truly.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Well, Neil's a musician. We thought we should have another musician kind of as a
truly. So who are some other famous people with three names?
Well,
even?
this is a double initial, but J.K. Rowling.
Oh, okay. There
you
go.
Yeah, you say three things
That's
there.
That's great. I don't think this counts, but I was gonna say, what about the triple initial J.R.R. Tolkien versus J.K. Rowling?
Yeah. I don't know, does J.K. I mean that's interesting. Both
it's a fight,
both magical worlds that they
yeah,
built.
It's something I want to see. That's for sure.
Yeah, both probably homophobic. I mean, definitely. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely for one.
Yeah, yeah. Remember?
I can't imagine J.R.R. Tolkien was also, like, hyper-progressive about
sure. He probably had that, well, like, World War II, like, thing about him, where it was like, if you did it in the trenches, that's fine, but don't go around parading it.
Yeah, there's... Have you ever
suck a bullet out of another man's ass? That's war.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I guess the central relationship of Lord of the Rings is an army gay relationship.
Truly, truly,
it is.
What are you gonna do?
Wow. Yeah, the director's cut. Very central. There's some moments in there.
Some other lightweights. I was thinking, what would make them lightweights is they were child stars. Haley Joel Osment.
Ooh.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Wow.
I think Haley Joel is middle, if not heavy.
they were both very famous kids.
Who was who's Malcolm Jamal Warner?
From Cosby Show?
He was Theo.
He was Theo. Yeah.
He was Theo. I like Malcolm Jamal Warner. He's around sometimes too, and he always
fine. Delivers as an adult actor too. He's they both do. They both have like fun fun character actor careers as adults too.
Okay, so you're thinking Haley Joel Osment versus
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Malcolm Jamal Warner, I like it. Would it be them as youths? Would it be Theo versus the kid who sees dead people?
Well, Theo's like a teenager and would probably beat the shit out of a little kid.
Shit out of that kid. But,
I think it's when they're adults.
But the kid has ghost powers.
Okay, that makes sense
Theo
to me.
Theo does not.
Yeah. Just regular Theo, a regular teen versus a death child.
Theo, in fact, has no powers that I can think of. He has all the powers of a 90s youth who's like pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confident. Yeah. Confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very confident.
I guess maybe, if anything, he's got an overconfidence. I remember a lot of the storylines on the show that shall not be named. being about Theo's overconfidence. You know, he wants these new shoes because he thinks, you know, he can pull them off or they'll impress everybody, you know.
Do we want to lock it in, Jordan?
I love it.
Haley Joel and Malcolm.
Okay. So the question before us in the lightweight round is, who would win in a fight between Haley Joel Osment and Malcolm Jamal Warner?
Sometimes when we say the thing that's happening, I'll be like, man, our podcast is done. And I can't help it. I'll just be like, oh, right. That's what we're up to.
I love it.
Well, okay.
Okay. So is there like, there's no rules to the fight. It's just open till one dies.
Who do you think wins? Yeah.
Or is defeated. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily need to be to the death, but something tells me that that kid has a bloodthirsty quality.
I think if you have ghosts on your side, you're gonna be able to win, you know, a fight.
That's a power. See, here's the thing. Okay, so the ghosts, I imagine, are they're still ghosts. They can scare Malcolm Jamal Warner, right. But I think Malcolm Jamal Warner is from such a universe that he learns things pretty quickly in like a 23-minute span. He can be like, maybe I shouldn't be afraid of the ghosts. Yeah. Maybe the ghosts are here to teach me a lesson, you know?
Yeah.
And he could like turn it on him. But I'm also seeing like, I don't know, I guess if Haley Joel Osment is here to fight, the ghosts are here to fight. Mm-hmm. And they're like dropping lights and like tripping, you know, tying Malcolm Jamal's shoelaces together.
Right.
And
He really is going to spook him. He's just going to be like a weird, cold kid. And you're like, I feel like Malcolm Jamal Warner would be like, should I hit him? Do I hit a little
I help
weird
him?
Kid who's like foggy breath weirdo?
Because he's like always in a bed, right? He's always bedridden in this fight.
Yeah. That's what I remember the movie. No. That's the little girl.
Oh, okay.
Sure, she's like she was sick, remember? And he finds her, and
she's under the bed.
She's like barfing. Oh, it's scary.
Oh my god,
that is a scary movie. good job, The Sixth Sense, for being scary.
But does being scary give you the edge that you need?
It's just intimidation.
As a 7-year-old or whatever, to beat up a 14-15-year-old. I mean, Theo gets his license, you know.
Yeah,
Theo drove here.
That's true. And
Theo is adaptable. That's a good point. Is he is used to learning lessons. He does figure stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I think if,
but he's also kind of a goofball. I could see him getting scared.
can Haley Joel Osment, like, can a ghost tell him what the deal is with Cosby? And like a teen Malcolm Jamal Warner like shakes his foundation. Like, that's a real fight finisher.
A ghost from the future.
A ghost from the future is like, oh, this is going to go bad. There's this whole Hannibal Buress thing.
Oh, shit.
Like, Malcolm Jamal Warner has to be like, who's Hannibal Buress? Like,
and then he has to walk away from it. But honestly, would that even influence the fight? It would rattle Jamal to his core, but right. You know.
You'd still have his physical.
He'd still be here. If anything, that would be like. I do think that's how it would go down in like a fucking M. Night Shyamalan movie, is the ghost would know Cosby's dark secret.
And yeah.
Fucking Haley Joel would be like, there's something I have to tell you.
No. I see sleeping women.
I see drowsy women in the future.
Drowsy women.
And then he would reveal the secret. Oh God, but would that drive, because people denied it for a while, would that drive Malcolm Jamal
right
into
the
rage?
The denial would just enrage him.
Yeah.
And then he strikes,
not my dad.
He strikes then, the child.
Back to the child.
So to speak.
Bush, a Bollywood just slap.
Truly. Fuck. Okay, dude. I'm locking in a vote. I think Malcolm Jamal Warner, I think he pushes through the spirits and the fucking heinous illusions that this child, this devil child, conjures. And he learns a lesson, and then enraged by the truth, he strikes the child and is like, oh no! And then all of the people on Fight Island are like, yeah, you won! And he has like this conflicted moment where he's a victor, but also he just definitely beat up a 9-year-old or whatever. That's my vote. That's my vote. I'm locking in a vote.
I'm gonna go with Haley Joel Osment. If they're, so we've established they're both actors are using their fictional
most famous
roles.
Sure.
Can Haley Joel Osment use any other ones? Can he summon the Robin Williams artificial intelligence robot? Because
that's two different movies. You're thinking of fucking Bicentennial Man. which is an incredible pull.
Was Haley Joel in Bicentennial Man?
No, he was in AI, which is the one.
Ah, damn it. That's my fault.
Which is the one with was he?
Jude Law.
Yes, there it is. Thank you.
Is Haley Joel Osment the artificial intelligence, though, in that
movie? Yeah, he's a little robot.
Is Malcolm Jamal Warner just beat the shit out of what he thinks is a child that turns out to be an artificial intelligence robot?
Oh, shit. And then his like face like cracks open and it's just a laser cannon takes MJ.
And then
Dubs.
Malcolm Jamal Warner's like, oh no, I didn't kill any ghosts. The ghosts are still here and I've just beaten a robot and now they know my bad intentions. And then the ghosts get Malcolm and that's my vote.
That's an interesting point. Wow. What would be the alternate? I mean, what else was Malcolm Jamal Warner in?
He was in The Resident.
He was in Detroiters. Mm-hmm. He's one of the dudes.
He's in Community.
He's in a bunch of funny shit, but nothing that would give him
a fighting edge.
Anti-robot powers. That's a tough.
He was in the Tuskegee Airmen.
The literal Tuskegee Airmen. Oh, my man's an ageless wonder. Nice.
Which would help him. Oh, he was in Tyson.
Interesting. Who was he in Tyson?
Now, this is going to be the trick. He was not Tyson. Okay, so I
all right, well,
that was the last bit of hope.
That would be a real, because I could see, Mike Tyson.
Fighter,
I could see Mike Tyson punching a robot's head off. In fact, I would pay to see that, Hollywood.
That's actually the next age of like boxing, I think.
Yeah.
Fighting robot.
Did you ever see the movie? Oh fuck, it was Hugh Jackman was fighting robots and it was based on Rock'em Sock'em Robots when there was that weird period where they were making board games into movies.
Yeah, it's what's it called? Shit.
It's not called Rock'em Sock'em.
It's called like
Real Steel.
Real Steel. Yeah, it has like a terrible name.
Yeah. It's weird.
Oh, there's a real
Hugh Jackman doesn't fight the robots.
He doesn't. Or I think he does at some point. Anyway. Okay, that's one
incredible.
One for Haley Joel. One for M, J Dubs. Oh, man. Neil, you are in the unenviable position of deciding who wins this fight.
Okay, so, I mean, after kind of going through all this, we know that Malcolm is adaptable. He is not kind of afraid. He has a confidence about him of a 90s sitcom teen. He does have the disadvantage of not having supernatural people on his side.
Yeah.
Haley, scared child, can see ghosts. I don't know if he can manipulate them.
He's got to kind of treat them just like other people.
He can just see them. So I think I'm going to have to give my vote to Malcolm.
Malcolm Jamal Warner takes it in a moment of violence, strikes the child down, exposing his circuitry. And then he kind of feels okay. He's like, oh, it was a robot? And then freeze, roll credits.
Yes.
Crazy. Ding, ding, ding. Malcolm Jamal Warner takes it in the lightweight. People with three names round. Okay.
It's Sixth Sense, made by a three-name director. M. Night Shyamalan.
True. M. Night Shyamalan, who as a middleweight contender. I'm gonna leapfrog right off. First of all, ding, ding, ding. Malcolm Jamal Warner takes it. I'm going to leapfrog off of that and say middleweight, if not heavyweight, M. Night Shyamalan. Maybe heavy because old. It's in the theaters.
He's in the zeitgeist.
Yeah.
I thought this one would be a good one to talk about assassins. Lee Harvey Oswald, John Wilkes Booth, Mark David Chapman.
You don't think that puts you in the heavyweight category? Damn.
Is that what the heavyweight should be saved for?
This is why people shoot governors to impress Sam and hopefully do enough to get on his list of important three named people.
Just middleweight. Always a middle, never a heavy.
Yeah.
I killed the president. Is that not enough for you?
But did you? You kind of just winged him.
Yeah.
I heard a thing that said they could have saved Lincoln.
What?
These days.
If someone hadn't shot him in the head?
They know, like, with medical technology and the way that the bullet, because he shot him with a Derringer.
Yeah.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. And they probably could have sucked it out and he would have.
They were in the trenches then.
Bring him over here, J.R.R. Tolkien walks in.
I'll send him out of him.
Are there any others? yeah. Oh, well.
I like a Lee Harvey Oswald and a John Wilkes Booth.
That is an interesting...
The two big ones.
That's a good fight. And I mean, okay, so I guess we could say three middleweight assassins, heavyweight murderers.
I like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. I kind of like a Lee Harvey Oswald versus a John Wilkes Booth. Who else is out there?
Real contrasting styles.
Sure.
Yeah, Mark David Chapman killed John Lennon.
This is true.
And they always try to shoehorn Gateau, the guy that killed, Garfield, by calling him Charles J. Gateau, but that doesn't, it's a middle initial you don't need because the guy's name is already so weird. Like, why do you need more of that? And he was like a really interesting assassin, but he's like, not the same as these guys. He was like truly crazy. He was like crazy in a fun way. Like Gateau got kicked out of a sex cult in the 1860s.
Whoa.
That's how weird he was. Is they were like, "You're too weird. You're too weird for our sex cult on this farm. Sorry, dude, get out of here."
Whoa.
Yeah, he was super. He was like, I mean, he was like delusional, bonkers. Like he thought like. If he killed Garfield, Garfield's political opponent would like give him a cabinet spot. And
oh, that is not how that goes.
Yeah,
no.
He like had all these like weird delusions of grandeur and like, yeah, he's super nuts.
I want you to be the secretary of shooting people.
Yeah. And like, even back then you couldn't just nominate like the weirdest guy you knew. Like you couldn't like, it's more that way now. Like,
Oh, my cabinet would be stacked with freaks. Every vampire, every distant cousin.
Every twerp.
Every twerp.
Oh, wait, so how do you get kicked out of a sex cult in 1860?
The I read this book about Presidential Assassins, and they were like, he literally does it too weird. Like, he was too, like,
whoa.
What if the women turn around?
He just was innovative. That's it.
He came to the game for the good.
I'm going to wear a mask on the back of my head, and I'm going to scream the whole time. I'll have a bowl of fire that I'll throw on everyone who gets close and tries to help me.
No one had ever counted up to 69 yet. He really blew people's minds.
That is truly like there. I mean,
oh my God.
Boy, I want to know what it was that made the people of the 1700s say, weird.
What if he was just like, oh, this is unsanitary? That's what I kind of wonder. It's like if he was just like, guys, yucky.
There is a chance that he was like, oh, I don't want to do that. And they were like, get out.
Weird. Oh my god. Man.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to lock it in. Lee Harvey Oswald versus John Wilkes Booth is the question before us. Who would win in a fight between? What a weird way to say that, but who do you think? I think now here's the thing, strengths and weaknesses. Lee Harvey Oswald might not have done it. I don't want to get into the meat of the conspiracy. There are layers upon layers to this casserole. John Wilkes Booth, he did that shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I think that makes him
up close and then went, I did it.
Yeah. I think that gives him some old timey salt.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think a big advantage for Oswald was that he was a Marine. Former
yeah.
trained.
Yeah, Will, John Wilkes Booth was a fucking actor.
He was an actor.
And, like, you know, I wasn't there, but kind of a B-lister from what I understand. His brother was apparently, like, the real heat.
Wasn't in a lot.
John Wilkes Booth, not effective in the ticket booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wonder if he thought it was like just a prop. He's like, okay, we have a role for you, John. And he's like, I'll take anything. You're going to shoot the president.
The guy, the conspirators the whole way. Hang on, I know this real dummy. We'll tell him he's in a play.
I mean, they did. There was like a conspiracy. Like they did like gin him up. They like told, they were like, you're doing this for the Confederacy. Like they picked him like an erratic dumb guy.
Oh, yeah.
And which is maybe also what happened with Lee Harvey Oswald, just on a different scale, is they were like, they picked a paranoid guy.
Sure.
But
hey, again, dummies. As I believe they call them, a patsy.
Yeah.
Always we're looking for a patsy.
We're having a real patsy off. A
couple of patsies. Mm-hmm. But like, I kind of maintain that Lee Harvey Oswald, he definitely was like the guy who walked in and was like, Essex Semper Tyrannis!
Yeah.
And shot the president, which is fucking all kinds of dramatic. And then he like tried to jump off of the balcony and hurt himself.
Yeah.
He broke his ankle. What? Yeah. And get this. He ran to a doctor. Uh-huh. He eluded captors, ran to a doctor who was like, oh, you hurt yourself? Did you hear the president's been shot? Oh, you hurt yourself? Let me fix that up for you. And he fixed it up. And that doctor's name was Mudd, M-U-D-D.
Yeah.
Which is why you hear people say, oh, I guess my name is Mudd.
Oh.
It is where that phrase comes from. That's great.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I only have facts. I'm so alone.
And then we didn't give the same treatment to Jack Ruby, and I think that's fucked up.
He didn't have a middle name.
Yeah.
Get a middle name.
Oh my gosh, man. So
do you guys have middle names?
I don't. A lot of Indian names, their middle name's not really a thing. You just don't take the surname.
I see. Interesting. I have a weird one. Harry's.
Sponsored by the razor. Yeah.
My middle name is sponsored by the razor.
Exactly. Like multiple Harry's. Yeah.
It's a weird one. Like H-E, how do you spell it?
H-E-R-R-E-S. And then one time, I got a ticket from a police officer who wrote it down like herpes. And then later, my friends found that ticket, and they thought my middle name was herpes.
Oh,
we had a good laugh about it, and I was like, no, guys, it's Harry's. And then later, I went to court, and when my name came up on the little digital board, they thought my name was herpes.
Oh, my God.
And I almost made like a big stink about it. I was almost like, well, Your Honor, you're looking for one Jordan Herpes doll. My name is Jordan Harry's doll. Slightly less weird.
Also, Jordan's Herpes doll is like the weirdest form of like, it's like the weirdest counseling aid.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. like a romance novel. It's not wrong.
Jordan a man herpes fell in love doll. With a doll that didn't need to exist.
Yeah. Well, herpes is my middle name.
It's a sex okay. doll.
All right. Lee Harvey Oswald also has that long game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That long game is what we're calling a sniping. That
herpes doll game.
Listen.
that long herpes doll.
These dolls are too long.
he does.
That's
he
has- your problem with them? Not the herpes.
The herpes was intentional.
What? It's supposed to teach kids not to trust anyone.
It's the what? Point of the product.
But not if the dolls are too long. this is how we all go insane.
Oh, okay.
So Lee can shoot. Lee can Lee might be able to shoot. We don't really.
Right,
know.
Right, right. Well, and maybe that's his power. Maybe that's his ultimate Fight Island equalizer. Is Lee Harvey Oswald could be anywhere. A bit of a Schrodinger's assassin.
Assassin, yeah.
Is he here or is he in that building? Maybe the CIA's involved. Fuck. Mm-hmm.
The layers to Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very deep.
Mm-hmm. Very deep. When I went to the place where the president got shot, what is that place called? The Grassy Knoll?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like a plaque on the building that says, on this spot, Lee Harvey Oswald allegedly shot President John F. K. That's what I think his name is. On the following date.
Andrew W.K., John F.K.
Andrew W.K., President Andrew W.K. When he was trying to get a party going on this spot. But somebody has like scratched, underlined, allegedly, with probably a screwdriver.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's very interesting. What is the kind of like prevailing theory right now? Is it the CIA actually?
The CIA did it may
and, yeah
I'll may have greased that. Him because he was you know, he was fucking Marilyn Monroe and kind of being a swinging dick of a president, mm-hmm. and kind of a not a good one from what I hear.
Wanting to like equalize socioeconomic status.
there was shit that was very unpopular at the time.
Yeah. And like wasn't like Alan Dulles was like the head of the CIA and they had like a weird rivalry that's like yeah. blue blood shit.
Oh. And also
he like fucked up Bay of Pigs and they were like, well, we'll never do what we're supposed to with like communism with this like idiot in charge.
Yeah. Right. And also his brother was like Robert Kennedy was like taking on the mob. So there's kind of another theory that the mob hired Lee Harvey Oswald to do it while they were also doing it and the CIA was doing it. And it was kind of like,
well, I think Occam's razor would be the Lee Harvey Oswald lone wolf thing until Jack Ruby shoots him. And then I'm like, there's some mob stuff maybe.
Right. Yeah. And it's so funny to watch the footage of Jack Ruby doing it. Because Lee Harvey Oswald is surrounded by agents.
Yeah.
They're walking out, media's there. It's like so set up. And it's like a very 60s like, I'm going to kill you now. Like, there's so much time.
Yeah. It looks like Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
They easily could have. If you're like a trained CIA agent, you will see somebody running up on your guy.
Yeah.
Pulling out a gun. Like, I don't know. It's too convenient.
Yeah.
And once they said like he was a trained Russian spy, it's like you're helping your Cold War narrative.
Right? Truly.
I don't know. So in that sense, I think you gotta. The reason I take points away from Wilkes is that he's too much of a showboater.
Absolutely. Too flashy.
Too flashy.
And that's what he's here for. You know, it was ultimately his undoing. Six and butterness and jumps, hurts himself, dummy.
Big dumbass.
You dipshit.
Oh man. But Lee, I don't even know if he's actually about that life.
That's true. And also, naked in a pit, like these two dudes fighting each other, you're talking about like a very emotional actor versus a trained Marine who wears Hawaiian shirts, who seems like a bit of a loose cannon, who's at least unstable enough to get mixed up in the business.
Yeah.
But I guess Wilkes is too. You're talking about a Navy man versus the actor of the time.
Right.
And I think for that reason, I'm giving it to Lee Harvey Oswald, LHO.
Yeah. I think for that same reason, I gotta go Lee. I mean, listen, there's nothing scarier or more violent than an actor with no credits. The sheer desperation alone.
My God, he'll get top billing.
Yeah.
Let's see his brother outshine him in the annals of history.
It's going to be unanimous for Lee Harvey Oswald because I just looked up, was John Wilkes Booth a big guy? Nope, 5'8".
Oops, well.
5'8" actor who has a tiny little gun.
He's probably
even if Lee Harvey Oswald is comparable size, it's like he was a 60s Marine. He had some muscle tone and was a sniper.
Dude, I mean, yeah, we're talking like at least a World War or Vietnam. Like,
yeah,
he went
a Korean War vet or something.
Yeah, I mean,
and he wore Hawaiian shirts. You can't trust a guy in a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, Tommy Bahama, the world's greatest assassin.
Slaughtered a whole generation of white dads.
Yeah, the man who murdered Jimmy Buffett, Tommy Lee Bahama.
Oh my God.
Lee Harvey Oswald, 5'9". So not that it matters, but...
Interesting. A little bit of a reach.
I think the crazy here, you gotta give it to Lee Harvey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not super surprised, but Lee Harvey Oswald takes it. Ding, ding, ding. Middleweight.
Sweep.
Dudes with three names and a rare sweep.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, this is it. People have been waiting for it all year, clamoring for it. The heavyweight bout, people with three names. Who you got?
The lightweight I meant to throw out that I didn't just to make Jordan happy was David Hyde Pierce. But he's just getting an honorable mention right here. He's not a heavyweight. But Niles Crane gets a little love.
Niles would have been a great lightweight, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's both light and light.
Yeah, he is kind of the human epitome of light.
True.
Nothing about him stresses me out.
I've never come closer in my life to buying a Funko Pop as when I found the Fraser Crane Funko Pop yesterday. Yes. And I literally, me and my girlfriend were walking around the mall and we went into some place and I was like, you know, there was a big wall of Funko Pops. And I was like, I always think I'm going to find the one that'll make me interested in Funko Pop. But it never happens. And then I saw Fraser and I was like, holy fuck. And I almost got him. I was like, if they have Niles and Martin, I'm taking these home. Yeah. But they didn't.
Oh, wow. Mm. How'd they leave those out of a Fraser?
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah, those are the main ones.
Yeah.
But there's like a certain shame to owning a Funko Pop.
I think the most fun Funko Pops, though, are the ones where you're like, this is so obscure.
Yeah.
That to collect this would make my nose bleed.
Is this Jimmy James from News Radio?
Yeah. Yeah. The ones like that. Like if there were supposed to be Frasier ones, but there was just Roz. You'd be like, what the fuck? Harry Gilpin?
All right. Who are your heavyweight people with three names?
Julia, Louis, Dreyfus.
Whoa.
The only one I had was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Fantastic.
Whoa.
Why would those two fight? I don't know, but it feels
because
good.
It's fight fucking island.
Do you have any, Jordan?
I honestly, if I did, they were blown from my mind by the idea of a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Julia Louis Dreyfus fight. I mean, there's your serial killers, John Wayne Gacy.
Ooh.
Serial killer, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Neil Patrick Harris, Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh. Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Freaking my bean right now. Edgar Allan Poe, incredible. He would get his ass whooped.
If we wanted to do sitcom queens, Mary Tyler Moore versus Julia Louis-Dreyfus would be a real matchup.
Wow. iconic.
Overseen inexplicably by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Guest referee style.
Well, technically, he sees everything from way up there. Yeah.
Is it? He was a writer on Veronica Mars. The craziest Kareem fact.
Well, no, I got a crazier one. He writes us. He has writes and has written a series of very successful Sherlock Holmes novels.
Yeah, he writes like Sherlock Holmes fan fiction, and it's very popular.
Fiction, nothing. They're like full on canon novels.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah. He rules. Yeah. He's like the coolest athlete of all time, and any shade he got was because he wasn't like he wasn't super polite to like racist sports reporters. Like
KAJ.
He didn't and wow. I guess I don't know. I mean, it's all these fights seem very, very intriguing.
Truly. You guys had way more three-name people than I was ready for. This is, I guess what I want to see. I want to see Julia Louis-Dreyfus fight because I feel like she would be a ferocious fighter.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I want to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar fight because he's enormous. And didn't we already get a taste of that? Isn't he in one of the Conans?
He's in a Bruce Lee movie.
That's what I'm thinking of. And he would be an incredible fighter. Is he? Hang on.
He actually did pretty well in that movie, if I recall.
And he like looks like what you want. You know what I mean? It's like we got an insanely tall man because that looks fun.
Yeah.
And it did. It looked fun.
Dude, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of. Is there any other?
Former guest of the pod, Billy Wayne Davis. Los Angeles-based comedian, Billy Wayne Davis.
As soon as you come on the pod, you are subject to being summoned to Fight Island at any point.
I would get wiped.
Me too.
You guys ever been in a fight, like an actual fight?
I fought I fought both of my brothers at varying times. Yes. And I think people wanted me to fight in high school. I've been like in tussles at like clubs where you got to like shove someone or be like, go away, you.
Yeah.
But as far as like a full on, like we're fighting until one of us can't.
Right. No.
Yeah.
I like the idea of like Jordan's like social studies teacher. I need you to fight, kid.
One of my friends in high school fought our basketball coach. The basketball coach started it.
What? Yeah. Whoa, crazy.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What is the
like, took a full swing at him. Yeah, it was nuts.
Fuck wild.
He was like an insane Italian guy who eventually got banned from coaching. So.
And the kid was bad at basketball.
Right.
Apparently.
So bad that it
involved fighting.
He needed a fight.
Is that really... oddly violent scene in Air Bud. Just like after one of the games, there's like a B character that's like the friend of the guy who owns Air Bud.
Yeah.
His whole thing is that he can't catch the ball. He's got like slippery fingers. And so they win a game, and then there's a scene where like they're celebrating, and then they're like, wait, where's this B character? And Air Bud's like, I know where he is. And so the dog runs away. And then he comes into another gym. All the lights are off except for this light just on top of like one hoop. And the coach is just pegging this kid with balls.
Whoa.
Oh my God. I remember that. You know,
like,
yeah.
It's like such a weird scarring scene. Whoa. In Air Bud. Mm-hmm. And then the dog comes in and saves him. And everybody's like, whoa.
Does he save him by mauling the coach?
Yeah. He rips out his jugular.
That would rock.
It's insane. There's blood everywhere. And, you know, he's a golden retriever, so he's just happily covered in blood. Like, it's really disturbing. Like,
oh, incongruous.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's crazy.
The only fight I've been a part of is, it was in college. And my buddy, I was a roommate with him at the time. He was like a 6'6", like, Italian dude from Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Just very upset and aggro. And some girl's honor that he knew had been deceived, and so... He was like to this other guy on the basketball team. He's like, yo, man, you don't do that. That's not right. And then he punched him and the other dude got knocked out. But then the entire basketball team was there.
Oh, shit. Rumble.
Jesus.
Dude, so the team shows up and then it's my Italian roommate, me and my other roommate, who is a skinnier Indian. If you can imagine. Somehow possible.
An even skinnier Indian
has arrived in the chat. And And then so the bouncer's like, no, we're not going to do this out here. You guys go outside. So we're in the parking lot. And it is a basketball team. And then the three of us. And I'm seeing the situation. I'm like, we can't do this. So I go to the middle. Like a damsel in distress. I'm like,
whoa.
We don't have to do this. We don't have to fight. Please. And the guy just like looks at me and just open palm slaps me.
Holy fuck.
And it just like, it just rings across the parking lot. And it was just such like a weird like moment that everybody collectively decided like, okay, we're not going to fight.
Yeah, that's too weird.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's like a short film. Wow.
Slap. And this is what I realized because, you know, there's fight or flight. The mechanism. Yeah. Mine is just tearing up and staying silent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just started
crying. I gotta, I mean, if ever there was a fucking, the definition of taking one for the team.
Yeah.
I was like,
taking one from the team.
This basketball team could learn something.
Yeah. Well, hey, I commend you. That is a, so you tried.
That's a wild story.
You tried and ultimately succeeded.
I guess.
I feel like we need to sit down and dissect this.
Neil, did you go to Iowa?
No, I went to Emory in Atlanta, liberal arts school.
Mm. I just say that because Neil and I went to rival high schools.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
That's true.
Yeah. Guys,
that's true.
Know. Cedar Rapids boys.
I never would have brought you both here. Amongst others.
Oh, my high school would go fight another high school. That's not untrue. Yeah, there's a lot of insane dudes.
My brother consistently got in fights. And shout out Liam. Hello. It never looked like fun. One time he punched a kid in the ear and his ear came off.
What?
Yeah, the kid had a dog had bitten his ear and he had it like stitched back on. And he was all drunk at this party and they were doing like, they had like boxing gloves on. And my brother punched this kid and his ear came off.
Ear off.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
He probably never shouldn't have anyone been again.
Yeah. That's awful.
With his injured ear.
Ugh.
Air Bud comes in and gobbles up the ear.
God, get that dog.
Get that dog out of here. Anyway,
okay,
big digression. I apologize.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, a vital one. Who are we thinking here?
We like JLD,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to give her an opponent that I think is interesting.
Yeah. I think Julia Louise Dreyfus would wipe the floor with Mary Tyler Moore.
You think?
How about absolutely? How about Mahatma K. Gandhi?
Ooh, now.
Oh, I think I got it.
Again, I don't think Elaine Benes would have any problem beating up
Gandhi.
Gandhi, I think he would be like, let's talk about peace, baby. And he'd be like,
I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
Weeks. Okay. All right. Well, you got one, Sam.
I think I have a perfect 90s match.
Go on.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, fuck. Holy shit.
I love it. Yeah. Lock it in.
That's it. I'm locking it in. Okay. So the question before us is who would win in a fight between Julia Louise Dreyfus and Sarah Jessica Parker? Do you say Louise or Louis?
Louis.
Louis.
No S, I believe.
No S. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, weirdly enough, if it was a hard S, I'd give her the edge.
I think a big weakness for Julia Louis-Dreyfus, generational wealth. She may have a little soft. SJP maybe had to do some crawling, some climbing,
just
scrap a little bit.
From the bootstraps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's right.
That might not be true. I need to look up
Sarah Jessica Parker. I saw Sarah Jessica Parker the last time I remember being fully aware of her. I was in Hollywood and there was a big poster for some thing she was going to be in. And her eyes looked like lizard eyes. And I was like, this isn't going to help the whole reptiles run Hollywood thing. So I'd like to throw out immediately. She might be a lizard person.
Which is a advantage?
An advantage, I would think. Absolutely. Unless you know, Louise Parker,
what?
Louise Parker Bowles.
This three names thing, I didn't think would be.
It's really
I forgot how maybe hard it would be for Jordan.
Yeah.
Parker Julia
Julia Louise Dreyfus. I think if she had some sort of training in, you know, herpetology or was some sort of lizard scientist, maybe she maybe that would be a weakness. But no, I think being a reptile person, yeah, you can spray, you know, clouds of chlorine or whatever, venomous quills, etc.
Sarah Jessica Parker does have a bit of a hardscrabble background. She's okay. She's like one of eight kids, working class, Ohio. She had to do some stuff.
Okay, so she's probably been in a few scraps.
Yeah.
Just to get to where she's at.
Now, what about...
But JLD seems more confident. Julie. She knows what she's doing. Yes. Sarah Jessica Parker is kind of, I don't know, seems less...
Yeah, it's that confidence nepotism, not that like overconfidence. It's like, I can handle these things, not necessarily I deserve to win just because of my nepotism.
JLD's an alpha.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? That's it. Well, she just really is an alpha.
She also,
but is Sarah Jessica Parker not?
She is of like that specific group of Sex and the City actresses.
She's the alpha out of those four. Well, and then JLD is definitely the alpha out of the Seinfeld cast.
Oh yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah, truth.
Has the best career still,
without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Also beat cancer.
Yes,
truth. Damn, she's a survivor.
JLD survived cancer.
She's a toughie.
She's not gonna give up.
But Sarah Jessica was in Hocus Pocus way back when. There you go. She has spells.
Now, here's the thing. She does have spells. She was also in a number of other, like, we're talking Sarah Jessica Parker at her peak, you know, ex-wives, first wives club, fucking Hocus Pocus. She is America's sweetheart, mega babe, you know. She does have the powers. She's got the glamour. She doesn't have the ferocity.
I'm going to vote early. I'm going to give it to JLD, and it's based off that Elaine Benes kick, that real awkward fighting style.
Well, listen.
It's going to become a bit of a drunken master, and Sarah Jessica Parker, like, it squares up like it's going to be a normal fight. And Elaine knows what to do. She knows how to move weird.
I'm going to give it
kicks her in the shins
to Sarah Jessica Parker. Not only because it's a better end to the podcast if Neil decides, but also because I think that that kick displays the ultimate flaw in Julia Louis, which is that all bark, you know, she barks a big game, but when it comes down to it, you know, she doesn't have the dexterity. You dance like you fight. Wow. And I think Sarah Jessica, especially with the knowledge that she has witchcraft in her back pocket, they're going to do a number. I put a spell on you, whatever. Sarah Jessica Parker, killing it out there. Julia Louis-Dreyfus, oh my God. The crowd turns on her. Sarah Jessica gets the edge. I'm giving it to Sarah Jessica.
Okay, well, this is a difficult and harrowing decision to be made.
That's all our podcast reviews. Harrowing.
This was
everyone difficult. On iTunes just like, this is harrowing.
And harrowing.
Well, this is very close to me. I think I'm giving a slight edge to SJP.
Sure.
Because of my Midwest bias.
Okay.
You know, she is from a three vowel state. As Sam and I are, it's 75% vowels and 25% math.
That's where all the vowels and math are going.
I did want to kind of just bring this up. Most recent tweets from both.
Yes. It is.
From both parties. JLD. I'm trying not to find things that they've retweeted because it's all just retweets.
I get it.
Okay. Last JLD tweet is actually, she is psyched that she's going to be in the official MCU universe.
What?
Like, she's in Black Widow, apparently.
Whoa.
She is.
That's an edge. So that's a bonus.
That is an edge. I give that to her. And the last thing that SJP tweeted, an article from the New York Times, an opinion, why people are so awful online, which is kind of soft.
Weak! That's weak!
It's a little soft! It's a little soft, so I...
Fuck.
man, this is a real stalemate.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with Julia Louis-Dreyfus now.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus, ding, 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 takes it.
SJP, the winner, I love you.
The heavyweight winner. It was a tough but fair decision. It often comes down to it, you know, and the island will ring forever with the battle between these two titans of having three names. It was always going to be Julia. She, you know, I think when it comes down to it, oh, we're having a fight. She's on her just hang. She's going to tackle this fight like she tackles everything.
Yeah. And not in the same kind of exuberance that John Wilkes Booth had. Not that same kind of.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, oh, we're going to have a fight. And it's like, no, not with you.
Maybe. I'll get my good fight, Ascot. Yeah. Oh, boy.
After I'm done acting. And you're like,
do you know how to fight? I know how to act, which is twice as good.
Stage combat. He punches just by hitting his foot on the ground.
He's napping. Oh, Neil, thank you so much for joining us today.
This was a blast.
On the island.
This was a blast.
Where can the people find you online?
Oh, man, you can find me on Instagram at neil.ghosh, NEEL.GHOSH. That's got a bunch of shit. We actually have a podcast called Papaya 9, which we also have an island we refer to.
Hell yeah.
Papaya 9 Not News. You can find that everywhere. And that's about it.
Absolutely. Go follow all of those things as I am preparing to do. Say, I got to find out what Papaya 9's about. That's incredible. Sam, go ahead and tell them where you're at on the internet.
I'm at Vote Sam Wiles on Twitter, as always. And if you live in the Los Angeles area, come to the new and improved Rod Stewart Live.
Yeah.
It's a comedy show I run with James Austin Johnson and Zach Pugh. And it's going to be at Permanent Records in Glass Hill Park, which is a record shop / bar, and it's cool as shit. It starts August 11th.
Holy shit. Rod's
follow
back,
me. Follow me if you want to see some live comedy. And it's, the first one's already sold out. They're going to be bangers.
Nice.
And it's going to be very fun and ride this little mini LA comedy boom that is happening. That's very, very fun. And join our Patreon. Yeah. Patreon, Fight Island Patreon, $4 a month. You get some bonus content.
Yeah.
Support the pod you enjoy so much.
Absolutely. Super cool. One of my favorite things about Rod Stewart Live is the messages you get from people thinking that it's a Rod Stewart
show. We get at least 5 a month of people being like, this is how I understand Rod Stewart the singer to be, three dudes on a poster. You're like, what?
Rod, I love your stuff. I am, of course, Razor Lou everywhere that I'm allowed to be. I've been on the Twitch recently, twitch.tv/RazorLou. Come in and watch me try to beat Final Fantasy VII Remake. What a fucking slog that game is. It is legit chores at this point. Come watch me bitch about it every time somebody tells me to go find a lost ticket. It's ridiculous. I have a big sword. Can I fight things with it? Or do you want me to keep doing this? You want me to find all your cats? Okay. It's funner than it sounds. Until next time, that does it for this episode of Fight Island. Why don't you count us down there, Sam?
1, 2, 3.
All right, break it up. It's all over for Fight Island.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.